shrugging it as to stay. She'd sigh like with the one to get and turn if there's a way. She's uncertain if she likes them, but you know she really loves them. It's a crash course for the Raiders. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFON Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravens show. I'm Brian Young. Still haven't got my... I just jumped in the chair just now. I'm just signing in on everything, and I got to find my music bed and all that fun stuff. I'm here till 4, playing you deep cuts, live tracks, local, lots of local, glam rock if you like. And I'll play a request if I like them at 617. What is the number? They moved the number and I. Oh, there it is. 855-915-9636. I almost gave you the old number. 91.5 WMFON Medford. We're going to start the show off with some 360s. My good friend Audrey and Eric, this is Dead 1970. Oh, let's try that again. Okay. Da 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 da. Ta-da! Oh my god, it's still screwed up. I told you I just sat down. I've been used to the girls are all recording from home. And my shows are always live, but I've been used to getting here an hour early, and the place is like, I turn the lights on when I walk in, and it's great. I just, you know, ease into it and make everything just the way I like it. And we're almost there. Here's the 360s. Dead 1970.
Dead 1970. power. You got 50,000 watts in a big acoustic tower. Security's so tight tonight. Oh, they're ready for a tussle. Better keep your backstage passes, 'cause your promoter had the muscle.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. In the tall building sit the head of all nations, worthy men from Spain and Siam. All day discussions with the Russians, but they still went ahead and beat all the plan. Now up jumped the U.S. representative. He's the one with the tight eyes. 747 for him in that condition, flying back from a peacekeeping mission.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. But where it's going, no one knows. But where it's going, no one knows.
Thank you. Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Baby, why'd you put me down? You got me on a chilling pole, and you keep pushing me around, and I keep turning back for more. You really piss me off. You really piss me off. You really piss me off. And watch it, I was near the end, and I'm back where I was before. Cause every time I pay the rent, stop to pay the rent once more. You really piss me off. You really pissing me off. You really piss me off. You took that diamond ring and swore your love for me was never done. But did you have to take my car when you let down with my best friend? You really pissed me off. You really pissed me off. You really pissed me off. You really piss 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 me off. Really piss me off. You really piss me off. You're gonna piss me off! You're gonna piss me off! You're gonna piss me off!
WMFO in Medford with my buddy Philippe Marquet there and the Senders. You really pissed me off. Bum 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 bum. Started off with 360s, Dead 1970, had Niccolo, So It Goes, Elvis Costello, I Don't Wanna Go to Chelsea. The Senders, you really piss me off. Yeah, Audrey just messaged me from the 360s. Said she's listening. Hi, Audrey. We love you. Put out some more music. We need you. And here's another local guy, Sal Baglio. Oh, got a phone call. They're going to get put on air. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, Brian.
Hi. Rosie?
Why don't we do a Thigh Scrapers block?
I already played Thigh Scrapers. It's the title track.
So, do on the air and, I mean, on the radio. Yes, it's Rosie.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
I hear someone else though.
But I've got to turn down my my thing.
Oh.
On the radio, Lil Hooker, and a ball shifter.
Oh, my God. I can't do that.
Come on.
I can't do that.
Why?
That's like it's like public masturbation.
So, what's wrong with that?
Not bad if it's a hot chick.
Well, there you go. There's Rosie.
There's Rosie. I'll play one. Pick your favorite.
No, I want all three.
I'm not going to do
Come
that.
On.
So I'm not going to do that. So you got to pick one. You're going to get the CD. You're going to get the CD. You know what? That was played on Mike's show this morning. So no, I'm not going to play that one. And you're going to get the CD any day and be able to play it whenever you feel like it. Right?
I know, but I want it today.
Which song?
Eight Ball Shifter. Oh, okay. If you're not going to let me do like a Skyscraper Squad, then do Thundercat 65.
Okay.
Also, please.
Okay, but what other Screepers song?
On the radio.
Okay. We'll do that right after Amplifier Heads and Thunder Kiss 66.
Brian.
What?
Come on.
What, Rob Zombie?
65, yes. It's actually White Zombie, but...
I don't care. They're my neighbors.
I wish.
Well, they lived... They did grow up around here.
That's so cool.
Yep.
For real?
Yep, for reals. I met his brother.
His brother has Power Man 5000.
Exactly. That's what he was doing at BCN.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, that is like so cool. That is way cool.
This guy I'm going to play next used to get played on BCN a lot with the Atlantics, Sal Baglio. Now he has a brand new band called the Amplifier Heads. You want to hear what they sound like?
Yes.
Brand new from Sal Baglio. You want the Thigh Scrapers after that or Thunder Kiss?
Both.
All right. I'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Rosie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. MFO. I love it, Sal. That thing's great. Great, great stuff. They were actually supposed to be my next guests when COVID hit. They were like, I had like 12 weeks of guests in a book of mine, and I lost. I'd like to contact all those people, but if any of those people are listening now, whoever had dates, get in touch with me. We will reschedule it, and I think I'll get a hold of Sal, because I definitely want to get amplifier heads on the show. If they're sounding like that, here's Sal with the Atlantics. I know I said I was going to play a couple other songs for Rosie. They're coming up right after this, Rosie, because we got to play Atlantics right now.
It's for me.
Okay, I know a lot of rock and roll history. But I got a couple of my local classic artists mixed up. The Stompers is what Sal Baglio is from. And I think it's Bobby Marin. It's lead singer of The Atlantics. I had Mike Stewart and Cal Cali both just schooled me. So sorry for all you gentlemen, and sorry to the audience for giving you false information. But yes, Sal Baglio, Atlantics, and the Stompers.
Deliver me, Jesus, by the skin of my soul. The devil's in the back room with the money rolled. Save me, save me.
Save my soul.
Oh, yeah. All I wanna do is rock and roll.
I had a vision in the mirror of a man on fire.
Well, an axe across an amplifier.
Smell the ocean. fly into the mystery, fly into mystery.
Like to dance fast. Now the first one is one that we didn't write. It's one that the Velvet Underground wrote and never released. So you've never heard this one before. We like to do this as a tribute to the Velvet Underground. We all saw them a lot back east. And this is a song we hope you'll like. It's called Foggy Notion. Thank you.
Sometimes I feel so happy. Sometimes I feel so sad. You know, sometimes I feel so happy. Oh, but mostly, baby, you just make me mad. Honey, you just make me mad. Linger on. Your pale blue eyes. I thought of you as my mountaintop. I even thought of you as my peak. I thought of you as just about everything. You know that I've had in this sad life, but I couldn't keep. That I've had and I just couldn't keep.
My best friend. But I'll tell you.
Okay, I got the skinny on the Atlantics. I'll get to that in a second. I'll first say what we've been listening to. That was, of course, the Velvet Underground, Head Held High from Loaded. We started that block up. Well, I don't know. We got kind of mixed up in there. I'll just name from Amplifier Heads on. We had Amplifier Heads with Limb-O-Rama, the Atlantics with Big City Rock, the Thigh Scrapers on the Radio, the Stompers Rock and Roll, White Zombie with Thunderkiss 65, the Real Kids with Fly Into the Mystery, an old Modern Lovers song. And then we played the Modern Lovers, Foggy Notion, a Velvet Underground song. And then we played the Velvet Underground live at Max's Kansas City for the Loaded, Reloaded, never mind. It was live at the Max's Kansas City. Pale Blue Eyes. I don't know what year he did that. And then Head Held High. Okay. All right. Atlantics. Cal sent me this page. I'm just going to read you the first, well, a bunch of people, after I said that Bobby Marin was lead singer for the Atlantics, a few people told me, no, it was Fred Pineau. Well, the Atlantics band was started in 1976 by bassist Bruce Wilkinson and guitarist Tom Hawk. While they were students attending Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts, singer Bobby Marin, lead guitarist Jeff Locke, and drummer Bobby Bear completed the original lineup. Soon after, they opened for the Ramones at the club in Cambridge. By getting the punk group's co-manager, Danny Field's New York City phone number from dialing information, cold calling him, and then asking for the gig. Well, they got it. That show and others that followed established them as one of Boston's most popular unsigned power pop new wave proto-punk bands. Wow, that's a pretty amazing story. And, yeah, year later, I'm not going to keep reading. You can if you want. It's Music Museum of New England, and the page is The Atlantics. And Fred Pineau joined the year after. And I guess he did some singing, too. You know who else he does some singing for now, Fred Pineau? Little Billy Lost and the Cox of the Walk, who sound kind of like this.
Looking for a fight.